The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you may have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And with this excess of folks here, I've got to wonder, how many of you guys are the deacons of the diocese? All right, holy diaconoi. And how about the Mrs. Deacons? Or Mrs. Deacon here too? Great, wonderful. I thought to myself, boy, this is a popular Mass this morning. Little thought for you here this morning on the last day of the year. Little thought for you, the question for you, really. And the question is, why does God hide from us? Why is God so hard to find? You ever stop to think about this? Everybody's called to be a saint, right? Why is it that so few people ever seem to arrive? I mean, if you were omnipotent, if you had God's all-powerful omnipotence, and the only thing you wanted was the love of your creatures, don't you think you could do a little bit better job than God does at getting the word out? Why does God hide from us? Well, some of you already know the answer. The saints are unanimous in this, in telling us that God does not hide from us. It's the reverse that's the case. It's we who are actively hiding from God and running from Him. And this is true of all of us. This is true of your priest. This is true of your deacons. This is true of your bishop. And it's true of all the good-hearted people who do things like show up to Mass on a Saturday morning and say the rosary. You have no idea how much we are running from God. One of my favorite saints, Saint Jose Maria Escriva, he used to say, he used to call himself a stubborn donkey. Just a stubborn donkey, because he was trying so hard to resist God's grace. And Jesus says, now don't let this happen to you. You know, when Jesus talks about being vigilant and being watchful, he's talking about more than just the end of the world there. It's a watchfulness and a vigilance for God's efforts to come into our life every day. And what's interesting here in this tiny little gospel is that Jesus lists three ways in which we do run away from God. And it's interesting, there's a lot more here than it meets the eye. He says, from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. Now, you take a quick close look at each one of those. It's kind of interesting. Carousing. Did you know that the word for carousing and the word for excessiveness are the same word in Greek? The word is kripale. That's the word that he uses. Carousing and excess. Same word. And St. John of the Cross tells us that wherever there's excess in life, wherever there's excessiveness, you are running away from God. Because excessiveness is the telltale sign of an attachment, he says. What's an attachment? It's a freely willed clinging to a created thing for its own sake. Something that has nothing to do with your vocation, nothing to do with charity or the service of God. And the sign of this is that you have an excess. So, you know, you look across your life and you look for the excesses. Some people have an excess of entertainment. Some people have an excess of travel. You know, I knew one couple, all they ever did was go on vacation. And I was just like, you know, what are you taking a vacation from? Some people have an excess of food. Some people have an excess of rest. Some people have an excess of work. Even that can be an attachment. And you know it never works because you're trying to fill an infinite void with a finite thing. Thus the excess. Look for your excesses in life if you want to find the places in which you're running away from God. And the next thing he says is watch out for anxiety. Now this is interesting too. Did you know that the word for anxiety and the word for division are the same word? The word is merimnis. It also means division. So ask yourself now, what causes you anxiety? For most people, it's money, right? Nothing causes anxiety like money, or maybe health. Maybe if you're a student, you get anxious about a test or a big project, and then you look at your anxieties, and tell me if this isn't true. Everywhere in life you have an anxiety, you have a forgetfulness of God. It's like a division, isn't it? You focus so much on the threat to whatever it is that's going to threaten your happiness that it's like a division in your life. You're forgetful of God. Of course, the saints are never anxious about anything, are they? If you have enough faith, you never worry. You never find the saints worried. The Blessed Virgin Mary, you are never worried. Look across your life for your anxieties, and you'll find the places in which you're running from God. And remember, God really does provide. Then the third thing Jesus says here, he says drunkenness. Now the word for drunkenness is methe, and methe just means drunk. And that's all it means, right? But it stands for every sin. I hope I don't need to remind you that wherever there is deliberate sin, there is definitely running away from God. And this is not so much true for those little sins of weakness where you get right back up after you fall, right? As much as those places where you're deliberately committing a sin, deliberately running away from God. Why do people run? Why do people run? People run because they're afraid. People are afraid that God doesn't really have a plan for them. What are they afraid of? We're afraid of losing our possessions. We're afraid of humiliations. We're afraid of sickness. We're afraid of death. People are afraid of loneliness. People are afraid of just growing old. I suppose more than anything else, people are afraid of suffering. And we run because we don't really believe that in that hardship, God has a plan for us. We run. One of my favorite poems is The Hound of Heaven. Maybe you've heard of it. It's in the Breviary by Francis Thompson. And it tells the story of a man who ran from God his whole life long. He ran away from God, was chasing him, and he kept running into created things. He tried to find his happiness in human relationships and in possessions and in honors, and he tried to find his happiness in sin, and it never worked. And Francis Thompson, the poet, he envisions God as a hound chasing him, chases the man throughout the whole poem, and every time his hopes collapse, turn to dust, he hears a voice that says, "All things betray thee. Who betrays me?" If there's ever one person who did not run from God, that one person was the Blessed Virgin Mary, right? Eminently Marian Day today. Not only is it the first Saturday of the month, but not only is it the first Saturday of the month in the commemoration of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but did you know this is the last first Saturday commemoration of the Blessed Virgin Mary that we're going to have until June, right? We're here for the very last day of the year. If there's ever anyone who did not run from God, that person had to be the Blessed Virgin Mary. "Let it be done unto me according to your word." She said yes to God before she even knew what God was going to ask. She said yes to God before she even knew all of the details. So much could God be trusted. Let's imitate her example, shall we? And ask for her prayers here on the last day of the year. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.